This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Palestinian health officials say over 70 people have been killed in an apparent Israeli military strike on Gaza City Thursday. The attack occurred as a crowd of Palestinians were waiting for the arrival of humanitarian aid. Health officials say another 280 people were wounded. An Israeli military spokesman told Reuters there was no knowledge of any Israeli shelling in Gaza City. Gaza's health ministry says nearly 30,000 Palestinians have been killed since the start of the war, two-thirds of them women and children. The Hamas attack into southern Israel on October 7th that ignited the war killed 1,200 people, mostly civilians, while about 250 hostages were abducted. Hamas continues to hold around 130 hostages. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned Western countries that there was a genuine risk of nuclear war if they sent their own troops to fight in Ukraine. Putin issued the warning during his annual State of the Nation speech Thursday. The warning was in response to remarks made earlier this week by French President Emmanuel Macron that European NATO members could end up sending ground troops to Ukraine. Putin said the West must realize that we also have weapons that can hit targets on their territory. He accused Western nations of being determined to weaken Russia. The U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday agreed to decide Donald Trump's claim of immunity from prosecution for trying to overturn his 2020 election loss, giving him a boost as he tries to delay criminal prosecutions while running to regain the presidency. Meanwhile, a judge in the Midwestern state of Illinois ruled Wednesday that the State Board of Elections must remove Trump's name off its March primary ballot. The judge said Trump is ineligible to hold office following the storming of the U.S. Capitol by his supporters on January 6, 2021. The judge placed her order on hold until Friday to allow for an appeal. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court earlier this month signaled it is likely to reject this strategy when it heard an appeal of a similar ruling in the western state of Colorado. The Colorado ruling is also on hold until the appeal is finished. U.S. congressional leaders Wednesday announced a tentative agreement to prevent a partial shutdown of the federal government. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
In a joint statement announcing a deal, the House Speaker, the Senate Majority and Minority Leaders, and the House Democratic leader say, "We are in agreement that Congress must work in a bipartisan manner to fund our government. That funding is temporary, one set of federal agencies through March 8th, another through March 22nd, and it will need the full House and Senate to vote to approve before Friday's deadline when some federal monies run out. Passage of the deal would allow time for Congress to try to pass legislation to fund the government for the remainder of the budget year. Notably missing from this deal, a $95 billion emergency aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Indo-Pacific allies. It remains stalled." Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Trump are each making visits Thursday to the U.S.-Mexico border. Biden is going to Brownsville, Texas, where he will receive a briefing on the situation from three agencies responsible for border security and immigration. Trump will visit the town of Eagle Pass, which has been one of the busiest areas for illegal crossings in recent months. Trump sought to build an extensive wall along the U.S.-Mexico border during his presidency. The issue of border security is likely to be a major campaign issue in the November presidential election. Striking junior doctors in South Korea have just hours left before a Thursday deadline to end their walkout or face legal consequences. Thousands of medical interns and residents have been on strike for about 10 days to protest the government's push to boost medical school enrollments. The government says new doctors are needed to adequately provide health care to South Korea's rapidly aging population. But doctors' groups say medical schools cannot handle the proposed increase and add that doctors need better pay and working conditions. The government has threatened to suspend the doctors' medical licenses and prosecute them if the strike continues. VOA's Flashpoint Iran podcast features news and analysis about the Islamic Republic's suppression of domestic dissent, sensitive nuclear activities, as well as involvement in regional and international conflicts and tensions. Join host Michael Lippin every Wednesday as he brings you compelling conversations with newsmakers, researchers, activists, and journalists who share exclusive insights about Iran's situation. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.